Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shanehals.
Looking fine and I got my girlfriend.
Okay, before we start the show, I just have a couple of announcements to make. The first one is that I will be on Radio Andy this coming Tuesday, March 14th. I'm going to be on Reality Checked with Amy Phillips, and I've been on her show a couple times before. It's so much fun. I'm really excited to go back. So if you listen to Sirius Radio, it's channel 102, and I will be on Reality Checked March 14th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And yeah, if you don't listen to Sirius, then you're exactly like me. I don't know how to do it. So Google it, figure it out, listen to it, or don't listen to it. But I hope you listen to it because it's going to be a lot of fun. The second announcement is that I just want to say thank you to a couple of Sexy Unique fans who have sent me in some of their fan art from Vanderpump Rules, not the podcast, please. And the first one is Liz, who has this amazing Etsy store, Garbage Mom, and she sent me these coasters. She makes coasters and magnets of Vanderpump Rules quotes, but then also like expands to the greater Bravo universe and includes a lot of Real Housewives references and everything. And they're really hilarious. They made me lol. And thank you, Liz, for those. So if you guys are in the mood to buy some Vanderpump Rules merch, check out Garbage Mom store on Etsy. And the second person I would like to say thank you to is Katie. For those of you who follow Sexy Unique Podcast on Instagram, you will recall the drama that went down when Katie Maloney Schwartz decided to kick back some tequila and comment on like a ton of my posts and leave the iconic threat, "I will clog your drains with my cum rags." So another Katie, the nice Katie, a fan of both the show and the podcast, made that threat into a gorgeous cross stitch that's honestly like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And she was kind enough to send it to me. And I just wanted to say thank you. I will cherish this piece of art for the rest of my life. And if my apartment were to catch on fire, God forbid, this is the one thing I would grab and save and run out of my burning apartment screaming with. So thank you, Liz. Thank you, Katie. check out Reality Checked with Amy Phillips this Tuesday, March 14th. And we're going to get into the show now.
Okay, we are ready to rock.
Yay.
Hi. This is my guest tonight is my dear friend Carrie O'Donnell.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm really happy to be here.
I'm really happy to waiting. Have you here. You're another New York import.
I just moved here. I blew in with the wind, and I've been waiting to be on this podcast. I'm not going to lie. So when you asked me to be on it, I was floored. Ugh. I think I gasped a little and immediately responded.
Well, I'm so honored to have you here.
I'm very, very ready.
So wait, so you, are you a Pump Rules fan from like day one or like
yeah
what's your journey?
I mean, I'm a huge Housewives fan. Mm-hmm. Big Housewives fan. Obviously Beverly Hills was probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, captivated by Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah. And I loved her restaurant, and I was very fascinated when she started bringing in the waiting staff like onto the show. And like, I was kind of like, I feel like they're gonna be doing something with them because they keep like focusing on them and like the Sheena thing.
Yeah.
So then when I saw that they're making the show, I was like devastated in a good way. Mm-hmm. So I have been, I've fallen off a little, I think, but I've like gotten back into it. I've rediscovered it this year.
Love
with
that.
This season. So
you do really good, like screen grabs on your Instagram. Yeah. And I wasn't sure if you were a Vanderpump fan. And then when I saw you do some of Lala when you were like announcing your move to LA, I was like, oh my God, thank God.
My announcement that I'm moving to LA. I sent out a press release, no. But I did use a video of Lala explaining, like, just how in LA you can just, like, hop on a private jet.
Yeah.
And just, like, casually go anywhere. Because
that's
what happens. Yeah, we take helicopters. Yeah. We do private jets. Because that's just LA.
That's what you do in LA.
That's what you do in LA.
If you're hot, that's what you do in LA.
And you're an aspiring vocalist, pop vocalist, you can just get on a private plane.
R&B songstress.
No, it's such good screen grab stuff. Like, yeah. I can just watch it, and like everything they say is just, I have to keep pausing it and rewinding it. And
yeah.
Either recording it or just making sure that they actually said that.
It's iconic sound bites from start to finish.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this week's episode. Okay. My first note is a flare up, and that's Katie explaining. I actually just cannot come to terms with the fact that she keeps referring to her flare-ups, like her problems with Tom. I just think it's like so gross.
I know. It feels like
it's, she's using like STD like terms to describe her loving relationship to her
fiance. It feels like a what's like the ointment for like,
it's like a Breva.
Yeah, it's like an ad for it. It's like when your flare-ups come in, like you never know when a flare-up's about to happen. And it's something that we all deal with, so it's like, I get it, but it's kind of like, I don't need to be reminded of like the body horror.
No, it is a body horror.
It's body horror.
It's David Cronenberg, but a relationship.
I would love to see David Cronenberg direct an episode of Vanderpump Rules.
I would love it too, especially because like, okay, another body horror thing about Katie that I am continually horrified by is her leopard print tattoo.
Oh yeah.
It gives me a lot of anxiety every time I see it, and it's become like for some reason more and more prevalent.
I also want to know how old is she? Not that age really
matters.
I think
she's like 30-ish.
Okay.
31 to 34.
Yeah.
She's like pulling some Cameron Diaz in the counselor shit.
Doesn't Cameron Diaz like fuck a car?
Yes.
That?
And she has like a leopard print tattoo like all down her like
collarbone.
And it's really powerful, and it worked for Cam, but it's not having the same effect on Katie Martin.
Yeah, because it kind of denotes like, I have a past.
I'm a wild girl.
I don't know if... Well, she does kind of have a... She is a little bit Dr. Jekyll.
She
Mr.
is,
Hyde.
Yeah. She does have
Tequila
a past,
Katie.
Too. You know about the balcony fall?
No. Can you refresh me? She fell off a balcony when she was drunk?
No, well, not a balcony, sorry. She fell through a skylight when she was drunk. 25 feet.
Oh, yeah! Wasn't that like a major plot point? Like,
that was just like a plot point of her past.
Of her
we
past.
We never got to see it on the show,
she like
sadly.
Alluded to it?
Yeah, but she has a tattoo now on her like... on her arm to commemorate the
to commemorate
date of
falling that. Through a skylight. Yeah. Wow. I mean, that is like, that's like not...
It's not that wild. I feel like I've had a lot of like drunken accidents that are
also,
not that intense.
Would you want
similar.
To remind yourself
Never.
Of falling of being like a drunk idiot.
She's like, I almost died. She like sustained like mild brain damage and like...
She almost died from something she chose to do.
She's like, it was a really big wake-up call for me. But then she still is like binge drinking 24/7. So I don't understand. She's like, as long as I have the tattoo, I think I'm fine.
I mean, I guess I get that. Like, I mean, yeah. That's an impressive fall. That's like very cinematic.
I wish that the show could have captured it and it could have been, I feel like it would have brought more empathy to her this right. season when you're like, oh,
that's why.
Yeah. It's like you're having a skylight moment.
Right.
Like, and then you think back.
Skylight Katie. That's what they should call her instead of Tequila Katie.
Because maybe that's like a big part of the reason why she's like so mean sometimes or like turns on a dime.
Because she went to like the River Styx, like through. Yeah. The skylight was like her portal. Maybe she like saw some things on the other side mm-hmm. and she knows that it's not good. So she's like crabby about it.
She came back. She went to the River Styx and they were like, you must take a soul down here in order to live longer. And she like latched her claws into Tom Schwartz and now she's like dragging him down.
Okay. Yes. The Flare episode, going back to that, like it's just, they're the, I mean, I love them. I do. And I get emotional like watching them because I think, they're the, you know, I think for me, they're the only couple out of all of them that I want to like last.
Really?
I like Tom and Ariana, but I just.
You're rooting for them. I am rooting Katie for them
because they're just such, they're so messy.
And they it's just kind of like, of it's kind of like. Energy of belonging together.
No, they don't. They're not compatible at all. I mean, I don't know them personally, but like I could venture to guess for like, what I gauged from the screen is like, I don't feel them. But I want, I can't, I don't know if I'm, I don't think that they're compatible, but I want them to work.
Yeah. Because would it reinforce like your beliefs and like love as a whole if they worked out?
Or maybe that like love can be worked towards and like love is sometimes not natural. You can just force it through sheer will and like.
And lingering eye contact.
Lingering eye contact and just like forcing each other. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like watching them. It just feels like they're like.
This episode in particular was like such a testament to that because
it is, and even Lisa's like, oh, okay. One thing I was like really captivated by this episode was that Lisa, like, I get basically like the wedding is all about Lisa, like that's what it comes down to,
yeah.
And if she'll come, and like it all revolves around her because like she's, you know, the only reason
she's
why this show
matriarch,
exists,
yeah.
And, yeah, and she's kind of she's like the supernova or like the star kind of powering
she's the
all
talent.
Them. But I love how she's like, you need to prove your love to me in order for me to appear at this wedding. Like, she says that. She's like, I'll go
like
to.
It's like a Beauty and the Beast storyline.
Well, it was like I'll go to this wedding if I know that it's going to if it's going to last or something. It's like Lisa's presence at the wedding literally. Because that's one thing that Lisa does in like The Housewives too. It's like, she's like, I don't know if I'm going to come. And it's kind of like, okay, Lisa, like you're going to come.
Yeah.
But she loves to have the whole like theatrical like. Drama of like, will she come or not?
Well, also it's like kind of bad for her brand if she officiates a wedding that then like their relationship fizzles out
right.
like a month later.
It's yes, basically it's all about her restaurants, like mm-hmm. in their marriage, like her restaurants, her brand hinders like on. I guess I get it; it's an investment financially, but it's just funny to me that like she's kind of like you have to prove your love to me in order for me to show up at your wedding.
Yeah.
But it's also just showing like how these two are not probably supposed to be together. Cause it's like Lisa's even like, guys,
she gave them a challenge. And then 72 hours later, they were like, we did it. And
she's
like, oh, that's wonderful. I would definitely come to your wedding. Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck is anyone talking about right now?
No,
like,
is this how it works. Is this how reality happens?
This is like, their reality was like, okay, we got this challenge.
You have to go on like a scavenger hunt for Lisa.
They were like, she's like having dinner with them at the end or like lunch with them at the end. And Tom's like, it's like, we've just been like making eye contact for like the first time. It's like, we really see each other.
That's a really good impression of him.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I like have watched this enough to like, hopefully I do a good impression.
No, that's.
But like, I'm just like, okay, so you like held hands three times, didn't flare up for the past like.
there were no flare ups
in the past 3 days.
And we sustained eye contact for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. You like took your relationship Valtrex double dose and then like the flare up subsided. I'm so unclear on like what they think they've accomplished. But the editing of the show and stuff is now starting to pull on the heartstrings and they. Like, they're coming around full circle to now make it all seem, like, really sweet and loving.
Yeah, who knows? I guess my hope... I again,
you're
like,
a hopeful person.
I am hopeful, and I do want them to. I do want them to be together. Like I told you before. Like I'm getting like misty eyed, like watching them, and it's probably the editing that shows how like they have to really work.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just like the editing is making them look like it's like they're not supposed to, but I don't know. But
I think it's like the producers and everyone are taking us on the journey this yeah. season. That's like, look how awful these people are. And they truly have like a bad relationship.
Wouldn't it be
like,
great though, like, if Lisa sent them on like
a vision quest?
Like, yeah, like a quest yeah. throughout the Southwest. Mm-hmm. And they had to like,
they like get buried up to their necks in like hot dirt.
Yeah.
And then like they get left by the tribe, and then they're kind of each naked and have to like find their way yeah. back to each other while on peyote.
Yeah. Like they get blindfolded and driven out to the desert in a van, mm-hmm. and like they just get dropped off at like dusk, and yeah. it's like pitch black, and they're on peyote. And they like,
she's like, find each other.
Find each
your
other.
Hearts will lead you to one another, and then I will officiate.
Yeah. If by sunrise, if you find each other, then you know it's right, and I'll be able to officiate. And if not, she kills them. I don't know. If not, you die of thirst.
Yeah. Katie, like, morphs into, like, she, like, finds her spirit animal as, like, a leopard.
What do you think, genuinely, though, like, what do you think their spirit, like, what do you think they would morph into if they were, like, animorphs or something?
I feel like Tom Schwartz would be a bird of some sort. Like, he's kind of scared.
But, like, he's, like, doughy lissom.
What's that?
He's very lissom and like graceful and like stork like almost, but he's like doughy.
He's kind of a stork.
His dad bod.
He's kind of a seagull.
He is a seagull.
He's Jonathan Livingston seagull.
He is a seagull.
He is.
And Katie's like, I don't even
She's
know.
Like a meerkat, but that's like almost too quick.
I think she's more truculent.
Yeah.
She's too like coming at you. She's like kind of a truck driver.
She's like a wild boar.
She's a little bit, she's like a monster truck rally. Like, I could see Katie at a monster truck rally. I don't know why. I could see all these people. I could see Kristen being like a flag girl at a monster truck rally.
Yeah. Well, Katie, also, I feel like you're saying that because of her stand-up style. You know, she was like,
yeah,
always in the punchline.
Right.
Like, it was like, she's kind of, she would be the monster truck announcer.
Wait, have you talked about Kristen's comedy?
Briefly. Okay. But I'd love to get into that.
I want to get into that right now. Just a little tangent. I know
her
we're
sketch.
Getting her sketch yeah. about like the penis thing.
Yeah.
And just like, I commend anyone. I've done like stand up and like, it's
yeah.
terrifying.
It's
and
a brave thing.
It's a brave thing. I genuinely think it's like, if you can get up and like put yourself out there and try to make people laugh is the scariest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's brave to do that. But again, I think she's brave.
She's a brave girl.
That was brave.
What's interesting about Kristen is that she makes me laugh without doing anything. So, like, I think you have that ability,
yeah.
it's hard to then try and, like, actually make people laugh with your, like,
What was funny that, though? Bone. Like, was she...
I feel like I blacked it out a little
she
bit.
She had a sketch comedy team down at the...
She's a troupe.
What was it? What theater was it? The Laugh Factory?
No, it's actually one of these. It's like down the street on Melrose.
We're going,
the improv.
We're going right now.
Yeah.
I think I watched it on mute. Because anyone who goes up to perform, I'm like, it's like they're my friend. And I'm like, oh God. Yeah. So when she went up, I was like, no.
Yeah. Also, like, people's performances on the show are historically just like so awful. So I guess in comparison, like, to... I mean, I don't know. It's hard to compare because, like, Sheena's performance in season one was iconic.
No. That was like, iconic, but, yeah. like, Kristen, I would watch Kristen do comedy over Sheena sing.
Yeah.
Which is, so that's good.
Well, you'll probably get a lot more opportunities.
I'm going to see Kristen. I have tickets to see her next sketch show.
Do you?
No.
Oh, because there is, like, a comedy show happening soon that she's doing.
Is this so, is she trying to be, like...
I don't know what her life goal is.
Okay, well,
you know,
anyway.
I just know that she has a blog about vegetables.
I know. I've perused it.
Yeah.
I'm compelled by it, and I wish her luck.
I love that.
I could see her in the rom-com.
I could
Can you see,
see her...
Kristen just kind of like...
She'd be
What
really...
would she play? She would play like... Kind of like a hard-nosed... Maybe like a chef of some kind or like... like who's like... kind of this like hard nose, like no nonsense. Like she's just trying it on her own.
She has like a vegan restaurant, but she's like had to like really fight to get here. She says
that a lot.
Yeah.
I've had to fight to get here. And yeah. Like I'm not about to back up.
She's like no nonsense, like totally hardened to the industry.
She's lived.
Yeah. And then someone needs to come along.
Maybe she was like an actress and she like had an epiphany and was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to open like an Amanda Chantal Bacon, like, but like with edge mm-hmm. and like real.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a real vegan.
Hardcore.
It's like hardcore. Everything there is like you walk in and it's like, that's the whole theme of the restaurant. It's like, people just like, you walk in and like people just shove things at you.
Yeah. And like the wait staff's like kind of rude and aloof.
Yeah.
And she's like, you don't like, you can fucking leave.
Yeah. You can. I don't know. What do you want to order? Like, I don't know. Like, and they're like, can I get that? I don't know. Can you?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think like a food critic comes in to like review the restaurant.
Yeah.
She could have a lesbian rom-com.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be even more edgy.
I could see her.
Yeah.
Maybe she is.
I felt it. I felt that energy around her.
She's explored. But I think she's like cool about it. She's like unabashed. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I've done it.
I mean,
it.
She and Brittany like hooked up
yeah.
for all intents and purposes.
I like Brittany.
I love Brittany.
I think genuinely think she's like really sweet. Funnily enough, I think Brittany and Jax are better together than Schwartz and Katie.
I think so too. But I also wonder, because like, so I think Jax and Brittany have been together maybe like a year and a half. And now is the part where I'm starting to see like cracks in the relationship yeah. a little bit as
Brittany's
far as like
kinda
things that he says that like irritate her.
Yeah.
Like when he's like, come on, I gotta get my dick sucked. Like, and she's like, I'm gonna kill you. And like, I think that
like
those
when her mom
overtime-
came too.
When her mom came, it was sad.
Yeah.
But like, I think allegedly they're getting a spinoff that's like the hot goss. And so it's going to be like a will they or won't they like get engaged is like the whole thing that it will lead up to.
I would watch that.
I mean, I'll watch literally anything. I'm like, who am I? I'm not going to act like
I feel like that could
it,
actually
not.
Like I was like silent when you said it, but I think
it's going to be a lot. Like it's going to take a lot of commitment on our parts to like,
what do you
be
think
it'll
be called?
It. You don't know Jax.
You don't know Jax. Oh my God. You don't know Jax.
You don't know Jax.
You don't know him like Brittany do.
Yeah. I think that's coming. So just like mentally and emotionally prepare for
I'm waiting.
That. Maybe get a service dog. Like Kristen's
a comfort dog.
Service dog.
Yeah. That I love that scene. We can talk about Stassi's dating. Can I tell you that I loved what she wrote on her Tinder?
You love it? I wrote it down. It was, what
murder.
Is it?
Murder.
Brunch dogs, wine, ranch, murder, aliens.
Ghosts.
It gets cool. It starts off horrible yeah. and then gets cool. And you're like, okay. But I'm also like, what I love too is these girls are so mean to each other. Like,
yeah.
they're going out to lunch to like on the premise that like Kristen's going to help her like yeah. get her dating profile filled out.
Yeah, yeah.
And Stassi's like, what should I write? Like brunch dogs, wine ranch. And then Kristen's like, sure. And she's like, but I might as well just write I'm basic. And Kristen's like, well, you are.
I know.
They're always making digs at each other that are not lol at the end of the day.
No, they're really cruel.
Like your passive aggressive, mean way of being like putting your friend in her place.
They're really cruel.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm going to say it again. I loved what she wrote because it was like, she was like, murder, ghosts. Like, because I'm like, I would swipe.
Yeah, that would be my next question. Would you go on a date with that girl?
Hell yes.
Yes.
Like if I saw her like on Grindr, I'd be like, yes. She's fun.
Grindr's a great place to actually.
I feel like Stassi has a Grindr.
Yeah, I hope so. I have a Grindr.
Just you do?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
That's so funny. I've seen girls on it, just like they're just here to make friends.
Just curious, you
just
know.
Curious.
It's the only dating app that I haven't deleted from my phone since having a boyfriend because I'm not like super
yeah.
using it. But
do you
like,
use it with like gay friends? Do you like go on?
Sometimes I do, where if I know someone's updated their Grindr photos, then I'll go on and like comment at them.
Wait, I love it. Because I feel like some gay guys would be like, that's like.
It gets a mixed response. Like some guys,
yeah, this
some
is
guys
not
are
your,
mean about it.
This is not your space.
Some guys are funny about it.
Yeah.
And then some guys are sexy about it. And it's like kind of the best of all worlds.
So is it just a picture of you?
Yeah. It's like a. It's,
Stassi has Grindr. Stassi's like a
Stassi
top.
Stassi should be Stassi's on Grindr because I feel like she's top. I feel like she's gonna have a hard time dating.
Oh yeah.
And it's, like with that, with her personality and her just like general demeanor, yeah, it's gonna be difficult to like find a guy that can put up with all of that and like jump in and like be able to swim in, well, the
who
same
was the guy when
her,
she went on that, her that birthday trip, I think, when she was in the hot tub with that guy.
Oh yeah. He, are they dating now? Is she dating IRL. Someone from Summer House?
That show, by the way, is so, I mean, that's another podcast.
I haven't even watched that.
That show is pretty. You would love it.
Really?
It's like, I mean, I guess maybe I like it more because it's, I don't like it more, but I related to it because it's like New York. But like, I've never done a summer share at the Hamptons or anything. But like, mm-hmm, it's glorious.
Okay, like, I mean, it's on my list. Like,
but I was offended for her. That guy who's on the
really
show.
He was really rude to her.
And he's on the show.
He's
on,
awful.
On Summer House. Yeah, but he's like charming. Like,
is
he's
he?
A dick. But he's like, he's like a
triggering
straight bro asshole that I would like have fun. He would be fun.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be fun to like hang out with.
Okay.
But he was so mean to her and blackout and scary.
Yeah.
And I was like, me. And I was like, Stassi's, you're too good for this. Like, I said out loud, Stassi's too good for this guy to my mom.
Stassi,
yeah,
should.
Stassi has one.
Yeah. She should definitely get on Grindr. That's like, I would also, I have like a hunch that she's trying to lay groundwork to have her own spinoff show because it's talking so much about her family and like her dating and,
yeah,
stuff. And I'm like, please God, spare us. Like, I don't want this.
I don't need like.
But if she had a show that was like grinding with Stassi, I'd fucking watch the shit out of that.
I feel like she's just going to end up with a gay guy.
Yeah.
Like, not even like sex or anything, just like. Straight up, like, we'll just end, like, because I feel like a gay man is the only person that could handle her
and also like fully appreciate her.
Oh yeah, but she, you know what I mean though, like, yeah, her personality is like that guy she went on a date with was really cute and,
he was
like,
really cute, but he's too diminutive, like, he's not gonna be able to like compete with the personality.
Yeah. I also loved when she was like, he has one of the best Instagrams I've ever seen, he travels a lot. Which for me is like code for like, okay, that person's terrible. Traveling Instagrams are the worst.
I know. And also, if someone has like a really good Instagram, they're like dead inside.
Oh, they're horrible.
Like a curated,
oh,
like,
no, that's
lifestyle,
not good.
Instagram.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's like a dead inside. But like, if you're consistently giving good, funny content, that's like a whole other can.
Yeah.
But I don't think Stassi's looking
Stassi
at like, she's
no,
not like, he's
God
a
bless
good
her.
Content curator.
No. She didn't mean that. She, yeah, meant like,
she
goes
like,
to Bali.
Yeah. He snorkeled once.
He snorkels and like, this picture, look at this picture. He's underwater.
Oh, Stassi also is like so obsessed with goat cheese. Like, can we talk about that?
Oh, the fried goat cheese balls.
The goat cheese balls. But then at this restaurant that she and Kristen went to, she also like ordered a goat cheese salad.
Yeah,
and
she
has like a real.
She's really obsessed with goat with
she
cheese.
She loves goat cheese so much.
First of all, I loved how Kristen came over and they drank before the date.
Yeah. And like getting ready, and like, yeah, she brought like four outfits.
I mean, I'm now, I don't drink anymore, but mm-hmm, I drank on dates, but I never drank on it before a date.
No. I wouldn't pregame a date with a cocktail. Also, what I love about these people on the show is that, like, say like someone came over and maybe if I'm in like a mood to drink, or if,
yeah,
I'm in a drinking space, I'll be like, would you like a glass of wine or,
yeah,
something, or like a beer? But they're like, you want a drink? And,
yeah,
they like make a cocktail. Like, Kristen like made like screwdrivers and then they like sucked
like,
them down while
it's like 1981.
Yeah.
And they're making screwdrivers in their apartments with like Venetian
blinds.
It's like
4 in the afternoon,
yeah,
and Kristen has nowhere to be. She's just
Kristen's
having
ready to
a
go.
Screwdriver.
She's like ready.
She's like,
to drink.
One, I'll have two. Yeah.
Let's have a cocktail. She's like, let's have cocktails.
Yeah, they are always having cocktails.
And it's, you know, I support the journey, but like.
But it's also, I'm just like, you guys drink, like, I don't even know people that necessarily drink like that.
I mean, I do. I mean, I did, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's extraordinary that
she. A daytime home cocktail to me is a different journey,
yeah,
than like a bar at 4.
And where did they go
cocktail
on? I mean, I don't know. Did you recognize where they were?
I knew where they went on the date, which
where
was actually, it's like on Melrose Place. It's like this restaurant on Melrose Place.
Okay.
That's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it's more of like a business lunch spot. It's like a power lunch spot than a dinner spot, but it's like, quote, it surprised me because, right. I mean, that lunch spot that she and Kristen went to is like on the corner.
That looked like Panera.
It's awful. It's on the corner of Cahuenga and Franklin. Every time I drive by there, I get like full shudders. And I'm just like, ugh.
It looked like, and I thought they were in Panera. All the time. Well, it's probably because they have space for the film crew.
But also they love it there.
They love the goat cheese.
They love the goat cheese salad there. And then they also sometimes sit out. They've filmed there before and have sat outside.
In the blinding sun.
And also it's like an incredibly busy street corner, yeah, where like exhaust fumes would be in your face. Like it would like spray a layer of exhaust on your omelet.
They like that.
And they love it.
They love that.
It's so they real, love, raw, they love, gritty.
This is Kristen's restaurant. It has
a road.
You know, there's a chance that you'll pass out from the fume. She has like a fume going into like a hole.
So many fumes.
And they just have cars. They have like, because you know, like when you're like, I live so much near Sunset Boulevard, and that night I hear like, like the
That's
motorcycles.
Like this restaurant.
And Kristen fucking lives for that shit.
She lives for it. And they love, like, and LA, what a thing that I don't understand about LA is that there will be outdoor seating at places where it's like, I don't want to sit outdoors. Like,
but they just
want to
know.
This is actually like,
but they want the idea of sitting
playing
outside.
Playing with fire.
Yeah. But it's like all about, they're like, we're outside.
They love it. They're
open
like,
air.
Should we sit on the patio? And they're
open
like, yeah.
Terrorists. But yeah, the date was like, obviously she's going to make it like, it's going to be kind of a disaster because she's trying to do like the like life with Loopy. You
she
know,
also
like.
Does this like, she was doing like a different voice. Stassi has different voices that she does for different scenarios.
What was it?
Her voice was like super cute. Like she was kind of doing like a cutie. She was like thank
Paris
you so much.
Almost like Paris.
Yeah.
Like Paris,
a little bit of Paris,
voice.
Like a little flirty, but like higher pitched and like more like, her little kitty voice.
I thought he was really sexy.
He was hot. And he seemed to have his shit together. He has a great Instagram.
Yeah,
what
did he say he did? He was like, I do.
He does like data something.
He
does.
He nobody had a great quote. It was like, and she lolled at it and I lolled at it too. So it was like, I do merging and something about technology.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. You know,
but he had probably like killer job.
Great job.
Six figure, I would assume, maybe.
I know. He seemed like, if he chose that restaurant, I would have been like, I'm impressed
by
that.
But also,
did they just have one drink? Did they have one glass of wine and like part ways?
Well, she said that she was really hungover the next day. So I feel like
she's really hungover every day.
Yeah, she's just really hungover. Maybe they low-key had a lot of wine.
Maybe.
But I love how she was, what did that beautiful quote where she was like, don't you love to sleep? And I agreed with her because he was like, I get up every morning at 6 a.m. to like
and
run.
It's like, she's like, that's not going to work.
She's
for
like,
me.
It's not going to work. I sleep till 11.
Yeah.
Because what is she?
Also, he's like, I love to like work out. And she's like, I live a sedentary lifestyle. Yeah, I was like,
he was like, I love to go
on
hikes.
Which also shocks me is like that none of these girls except for Sheena work. They don't work out.
No.
Kristen sometimes goes to like the boxing classes. But
Kristen,
like,
I'm telling you, Kristen's like works out by like race car driving. She works out on the track.
Kristen's cardio is just like 4 grams of coke.
Kristen's cardio is
she's
pouring
like,
it.
I have worked out 5 times this week.
Kristen's cardio is just screaming at people on the road. Get out of the way! She screams at like some like
road rage and coke, and that's how she gets her heart rate up for like 30 minutes to an hour every day.
And fuck it. But
she looks great.
Kristen's great. Their bodies like put like I'm their hip bones. Could,
I'm like how
cut
do they
through
do
my like bone?
Yeah,
their hip bone
like, very
could cut
thin.
Through my bone. My soft like gay bones could be like pulverized and smashed. But anyway, I was kind of like, Stassi, this guy is great.
Yeah.
Like he would, and he seemed into her, which was kind of like, I mean, no offense.
No, but it's like, just take it. I mean, I don't, like, I feel like her journey is a hard journey where it's like, you're limiting yourself.
You're limiting,
by being on the show, you've now cut out a lot,
dude,
a huge chunk of your dating
pool.
This dude,
don't know what his motivation was. I mean, clearly, I think he just was genuinely into her.
Yeah, he seems
but maybe,
nice.
You know, and he's like, we can go on, we can travel together.
You know what? It was a blind date that was set up through a friend. So that's, I mean, but that's still good. But like, he still went on it.
Yeah, but he probably had, like, do you think he signed the waiver before the NDA, like
before he right as he got to the
yeah
restaurant,
like
probably
or did he come there and was like what the fuck?
The camera crew was probably all set up and then they like had him sign yeah. before she
so
arrived.
He had to know like he probably knew. I'm sure the friend was like she's also like the star of a reality show
so you're gonna like be filmed on a date
so like just be really nice.
I'll bet he was like hoping somehow that his Instagram handle would get mentioned so that he could
yeah.
get followers.
They had,
but
well, they had
didn't screensh- do that.
They had shots of like his actual shots, but like I don't care about that because I wanted to actually find him.
Yeah, I would have loved to find him.
But like maybe he was like, we can travel together. We can, you know, she's a killer following.
Yeah, they could have been like a lifestyle couple.
Honestly, I could see her having that journey.
Yeah, I could too.
I mean,
just with another like influencer.
I'm obsessed.
She has a huge following. Like,
all these people do.
Her podcast is really popular. And she has, like, a lot of Instagram followers. She had the style blog.
Oh, right. When she lived in New York.
Style by Saucy.
She
yeah.
moved to New York for,
she
like...
She's like, you know what? I think I'm going to have a fashion blog now.
You know what? I'm going to do something that no one's done and move from New York to New York from LA.
Yeah. And then I'm going to start my fashion journey.
The stint was brief, right?
It was brief, and then she was back. She came crawling back yeah. and like got back on the show.
Wait, can you refresh me on what she's exactly doing?
With her life?
Modeling?
Stassi? No, she does her podcast.
Okay.
Straight Up with Stassi. It's
right.
like actually like
no,
insanely
yeah.
popular. And then...
Is it on Sirius?
It's on CBS Radio, I think.
Oh.
And then she... I think she does that and then does the show.
It's probably good. I mean,
I think she
her.
Makes good money from
she,
it.
She lives well.
Yeah.
She does well,
she
as
does
my
well
mom would
herself.
Say when we were younger. They do well. We do.
You know, she's like buying Chanel purses mm-hmm. and like suede over the knee boots. So
And her like wise sage little brother.
He's the smartest.
He keeps her in line.
He's the smartest person on this entire show.
Or maybe the entire earth.
Yeah. He truly is like an otherworldly being.
And she gets like actually good advice from him.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, Stassi, like,
she should
come
listen
on.
To him more often.
Yeah.
I wonder who he would set her up with, like, for dating and stuff. He basically told her, he was like, you need to shut up and learn how to not talk so much so you can, like, meet someone. I feel like he told her that once.
My frustration, this is, again, like, I get very, like, I forget, like, because I don't have a TV. So mm-hmm. When I do sit down to watch these shows, I forget how invested I get and, like, how I was rooting for her with this guy. I was like, okay, this guy's great. Like... He's into you, like, you're hilarious. Like, I do think she's genuinely hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, you're fucking funny. Like, you have a big personality. Like, go for it, you mm-hmm. know? And then at the end of the day, she's like, no, he's not my type. He's boring.
Yeah, but like, I think that Stassi and a lot of the women on the show still struggle with their own, like, self-acceptance issues. And, like,
yeah.
they have, like, serious self-esteem problems. So when she meets a guy that's, like, really good like that yeah. and would actually be maybe a good match or, like, someone to explore, it's, like...
They have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I mean, it's the show is
I mean,
show.
Her track record with dating is,
right.
like, you
I
hate,
loved when they gave us...
You hate yourself, and but a little bit less with every guy.
I did love when they had, like, they showed, like, the kind of camera, the... photo album of all her past beaus.
Yeah.
And but
like Frank.
Oh, right.
That was dark.
So the thing though with these women is that they have like a platform, and they have like people, they're gonna be creepy glommers who
yeah.
like are gonna use them for like their Bravo fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they need to be careful. And like here was this guy who like works in tech.
Yeah.
He wanted to
loves
woo
to
her.
Travel.
And he loves to travel and go scuba diving.
Yeah.
And snorkeling.
And she's like, no.
She's like, no, he's boring, and he goes on hikes.
Stassi wants like a heavy drinker, like burly man. She wants like
she wants like Kristen.
Kristen wants her too.
Maybe
I feel
they
like
they should just be together.
I feel like they should be together. I would watch their reality show.
Well, Kristen was like, I met the love of my life on... remember, she said, I met the love of my life on Tinder. So
yeah.
she's like, don't knock it, Stassi. But secretly, I'm like, you guys should just date.
Yeah.
You
guys just be with each other. Be together.
Be together. And that wouldn't even make them gay. I just think
no.
they just need to be
They belong together.
They belong together. They can drink screwdrivers.
And like, get ready. I love that Kristen's just like, Kristen's so bored with like Stassi's narrative of not fucking a guy on the first date. I loved that. She's literally like, why are you even talking to me if you're not sucking his dick? Like, Kristen is an old seasoned truck driveress.
I'm having problems. No, it's...
Kristen's like sucking down her screwdriver. She's like, if you're not fucking him, then...
No, but I love that. Like, I've been there.
I know. And that's another instance of like the girls being really mean to each other when they're all at the beach. And like,
oh, right.
When they're all at the beach and Stassi's like, I didn't even date last night. We made out all night. And she's like, but we didn't have sex on the first date.
And Kristen's like,
what? Kristen's like, why wouldn't you have sex on the first date? And Sheena goes, well, she's not you. And then Kristen was like, I know.
Yeah.
Kristen's not trolled by like...
No. I mean, and I... Listen, I love... Like,
I live for that.
I live it. And
Kristen
like,
refuses to be put in a box or slut-shamed. God love her.
I find it... I get annoyed when they're like... When they cut at her like that. And
yeah.
It's like...
It's old news. Get over
also,
it.
Also like... A large... Including myself, a large majority of people have like done that on first dates.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's nothing wrong with
don't
that.
Don't act like you're so coy. Like, let's be real. But I loved what you said about getting ready. That could be like 90% of the relationship.
Yeah.
Just getting ready, the blow dryer on in the background, mm-hmm. and just like
outfits laid out on the bed.
Yeah. Having like, you know, your shower outfit.
I also like if one of them's getting, well, I like when both of them get ready for stuff and they like sit on the floor.
Yeah, they're like sitting on the floor, maybe having like a bite of like pasta from the night before.
Or like some goat cheese and crackers.
Yeah, just some goat cheese and just fueling up. It's before they start drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
I also
just love it when one of them gets ready and the other one just binge drinks and watches.
I know, like, but that's pretty real. That's like kind of, I mean, that's like
they're
very college.
Like best friends.
They're best friends. They're soul sisters.
Their relationship needs to be explored in a different series.
I've done that though. Like you just get ready with your friends going somewhere and like you just drink with them and then like they go to somewhere like really cool and fancy and then you're like, well, now I'm drunk.
And you're like, well,
now I'm drunk and I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Take this to the couch.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Wait, can we talk about... Let's talk about Lisa's house.
Okay. A mausoleum. Villa Rosa is a mausoleum.
Villa Rosa. It's like Disneyland.
It's a crypt. Yeah. Right? It's like, you know, like there's a really nice graveyard near my parents and it has like these. No, it's really beautiful. And like we've considered like moving my grandmother there, like mm-hmm. her. And it's like awesome. It's like vast and sprawling. And they have these huge mausoleums and they have these like big glass like walls. Oh, pretty. And stuff. Like there's like glass like moments.
So the people in the mausoleum can like see out of it.
Yeah. Or just like you go. I think it's like corridors. Like they have these like kind of loft. But like that's what Lisa's house looks like to me. It's like this really nice mausoleum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I just love it. And like it's this, it's like surrounded by a moat, literally.
Yeah. With the swans.
With swans.
Which is a power move to have swans.
Why?
I just think that it's like they probably require a lot of upkeep.
Oh, yeah.
Swans are also incredibly mean.
They are.
I went to a boarding school that had swans and swans like would attack. Like Wait. You could not get close to them.
Oh, yeah. You went to some like.
I went to like a crazy like therapeutic boarding school for troubled teens and we had a right. lake I'm not laughing. In the middle. No, it's fine. It's hilarious. And we had a lake in the middle of the
what
campus.
What state was it in?
It was in California. It was okay. in Northern California.
Oh, okay.
And then there were two swans that like patrolled the lake. And if you got too close, they'd hiss and like try and bite you.
They were like tyrants.
Yeah. They are true evil.
And Lisa, so Lisa has like, when you walk up to her home, you're already like on edge.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what you mean by
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So it's like a power. So it's like, she's like, just asserting. And also.
You're submissive when yeah, you walk in.
Her, and the weird thing about her swans is like, there was an episode of Vanderpump Rules where like Ken carried a swan down Santa Monica Boulevard. Did you ever see that?
Oh yeah. He did.
And so the swans are like docile to Ken and Lisa, but
all
like
their animals are.
Yeah.
No, but I love it. But that's, I mean, that's very Lisa though. Like you, yeah. in her presence, you're the sub.
Mm-hmm.
Like
totally
anyone in her, which is great. And yeah. I love her for that. And I think so you're saying like you walk up to the moat. You're like, fuck, I have to cross this, like, raging moat.
Thing, like, I hope these swans don't, like, hiss or then, bite me.
And then one of them, like, gives you, like, charges a little.
It's like...
Yeah, and it's kind of like, by the time you get to the glass wall...
You're just, like, shaking, like, please let me in. And then you're at her mercy.
And then she
kind Will of, you get let in or not?
And then you get to... Yeah, and then you watch her sort of come in from the horizon, getting bigger, 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 coming up, and then finally she's there, and she's like, oh, hello, like, mm-hmm. thank you for, I didn't know you were here, you know, even though she, like, had saw you from a distance.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
On, like, multiple cameras, like, yeah. security cameras.
That was a visual for everyone listening. I hope I painted that.
Of how it goes when you get to Villa Rosa. Also, something I loved from last episode was that we got to see Lisa's bedroom, which I feel like
it's rare.
I haven't gotten to see.
I think we've seen glimpse, or maybe in the
maybe
old house.
Maybe on Housewives or something.
The old house, I think.
Yeah, but
where
I
is
like,
is Villa Rosa in Beverly Hills? It's
I
not,
know.
Right?
No, it might be in Beverly Hills or Bel Air.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's like literally on the hill, and it's like the only house on that.
But
hill.
It's literally a glass box.
Yeah, it's a glass box on like a cliff. I feel like their backyard turns into a cliff, and then it's just mm-hmm. like then. The cavern
void.
It's like From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah,
where over the cliff.
Yes,
just like all the cars.
But I love when Katie and Tom came over.
What did you think about them hiring that tuxedo guy?
Again, this is like this weird thing that Lisa's like, you must prove your love to me, and it's like they have to do all these like sort of like almost like it felt like a fucking Ren Faire. Lisa would love a Ren Faire.
Lisa would live. She has the perfect body for a Ren Faire.
Yeah, why? Like she would love. Like, can't you see her like just. I've always wanted to go to a Renaissance Fair.
They have them in California.
I know. I really want to go. I really want a turkey leg.
I feel like it's coming up soon.
Well, we'll go.
Yeah, we'll go.
But I've always wanted to go to one, and I feel like, and I've watched many videos. I've watched like, but I feel like she would really
shine.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has the accent already going for her.
Like her acting, her acting. She could be a great actor at a Renaissance fair.
Yeah.
But that's what it felt like to me.
It was weird though. Like, did they hire that guy? Do you think they paid him like...
Yeah.
$350 to like film that scene?
I think Bravo paid.
You think so?
Do you think they paid? Oh, actually, you know what I've actually heard?
I don't think Bravo pays for that kind of shit.
I think that a lot of the stuff they like on Housewives and stuff, I think it's out of their own pockets.
Yeah.
Like parties and like, I think trips is all, that's the network.
But I don't think on Vanderpump Rules, I think it's like they play in a different pay field where right. they don't get anything.
Yeah. I did think that they paid for that. And it was cute to ask that guy to ask Lisa.
Really?
I think it was them.
It weirded me out that they did that.
You didn't think it was charming at all?
No, I thought it was weird.
Lisa thought it was weird.
I'm with Lisa. I would have been like, why are you going through this other... Why is this guy a conduit for this question?
Do you think she looked uncomfortable?
She seemed very uncomfortable.
She did seem really like, this is fucking weird.
I love that Tom Schwartz is like, well, you don't have to... We're not trying to like put you on the spot.
And she was like...
It's like,
and she kind of said, like, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like...
Another power move by
like,
Lisa.
It's just constant power. It's like...
She's always asserting.
She's always living in Dynasty.
Yeah. It's really major. But, like, I was just shocked by the whole way that that went down.
It rocked you.
It rocked me.
I can
like,
see it in your face.
I don't understand... If I was engaged and then my fiancé came to me and was like, let's hire...
Our boss?
Let's hire this old guy.
This old man.
Is that what he does?
They found him like on... just
he's
like
on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah. Like, they're like, hey, you want $150 bucks?
It seemed like it. Like Times Square.
Did he come in his own car? Did he come with
them?
He walked. Where does he go after? Does he just wait out by the car while they then have the rest of their conversation?
He walked into the moat and sank.
He drowned. It was like assisted suicide.
It was weird. It was weird though. Like that
it was
whole
weird.
It was.
I just didn't.
I also think
it's
weird that like you're. Let's have our. It's all about like what I don't know. Like our boss, but I guess she's the reason they're all famous.
When Katie started to cry, I felt bad for her a little bit.
Yeah,
but then not really.
I don't feel like when they were talking on the beach about like they're like we've really been through a lot. Like, it just doesn't seem like they're, I don't know. It's like the weirdest.
There's like a disconnect.
There's
where
such
it's like,
a disconnect.
And even like
Schwartz
in Katie's
really
one-on-one.
Schwartz has really good vocabulary, by the way.
Yeah, he does have good vocab.
Yeah, he has great, he uses great words.
There was this moment where in Katie's like interview part, she's like, things are really, really bad and fucked up. But like, I really want to get married so we can figure it out. And it's like, is that,
yeah.
Do you think that that's what marriage is?
Didn't someone on the beach say that? Like, Kristen or someone was like, so you're gonna, it's like, let's wait and see. Let's just go ahead and wait and see.
Yeah.
Go for it. And then like, we'll figure, you know what I mean? Like that.
That's like not how it works.
Yeah. It's like almost saying.
They're like, just try it.
It's like getting married without having lived together or something.
Yeah.
You know?
It was really weird. The whole beach day was really depressing to me.
It felt like that scene in She's All That. What was it? Were they in Malibu?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was just weird. And like, and also Katie's hair was really confusing in that scene. I was like, I paused so many times trying to figure out like what braid was where. And if it was like,
yeah.
just like two little cute kind of like boxer braids.
Right.
Or if it was like, but it was like one braid down and then like a lump and then like.
Yeah.
That. Just sat to the side. It was so confused.
Really, she did it in the dark that morning. Like the blinds were still down. They all have like, and I have it in my apartment too. Like I love my window has like those Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed. They all have it.
The vertical ones.
Yeah, the that like.
Oh yeah.
Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Like beach house.
They make
blinds.
The little like kind of clicking.
Yeah,
sounds.
Yeah. They all have those.
They all have.
So she did it in the dark. I mean, they all. The thing is with these people is like they're all really hot.
They are.
I think like when they're all even I think they're honestly when they're like kind of maybe I'm being way too am I being too
no that's
being
a really liberal? Good no,
I feel like
a,
when they're not
I,
like all
really
done up
thought.
They're all they all look their best when they're just kind of when like
a natural look
the girls like are all like naturally beautiful and like when they're whatever they look great either way like
mm-hmm.
I do genuinely think they're all very like pretty people but like I don't know but they but and they all I think why the show is so has struck such a chord is that they're just so messy.
Yeah, they're really messy. And they're all really emotionally immature. So that's
yeah,
also
and,
makes
and
it
I relate
to
that.
Watch.
And like,
yeah.
I feel like I think we, they bring out, like, they represent, like, parts of ourselves that maybe we're, like, kind of like, oh.
They kind of shine. They put the mirror. They force you to look in the mirror.
They truly do. Like, more, I mean, even more so than, like, the Kardashians and, like, all that.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're.
Because those shows felt really fake. They still feel, like, very produced. They feel very produced. Like,
this show feels, like, real, just, like, messy.
Yeah.
Like,
messy drama, relationships, screwdrivers.
Like, orange juice and vodka.
Yeah.
That's what the show is to me.
That is,
like,
it.
Poland Spring vodka bottles.
Like,
vodka in a water bottle, you know?
Totally.
There was some great, I forget what season it was. Sorry if I'm meandering.
No, you're not.
There was a great, I think they were they selling something, or they were doing something early in the morning for, I think, for Kristen. Was she moving? She was having a yard sale or something.
Oh, that was the day that everyone found out that Kristen and Tom had, like, slept together, because they were all out the night before, and Katie got, like, blammo,
right,
and then, like, blurted it out.
Right.
And then they all showed up to the yard sale.
I'm pretty sure I remember one of them at least had, like, I think either Kristen or someone had a water bottle full of vodka.
Like a roadie.
Yeah.
They come prepared. They know.
They do.
What's good about them is they know what they need.
They know.
You know?
That's like how, in my wild days, like, I was like, that's how I operated. I would be like, all right, if I'm going to be at this place, I know I have to have, like, this X factor,
yeah,
and just mix them all, you know what I mean?
So, like, at least you can say.
They're competent.
They are. And also, I was just looking at my notes, and I wrote down my notes. The best quote from Kristen when they're getting ready, and she's like, she's like trying to make sure Stassi has everything she needs.
Yeah.
And she's like, you need an Adderall, Plan B, and condoms.
Yeah.
Like, do you have your kit? Like, if you're going to get your kit, like, that's what you need in the kit.
Like, and an earthquake kit.
Yeah. I was like, Kristen, honey. Well,
it's always on.
A Plan B and condoms?
It's always like 0 to 300. Like, she's speeding down the highway at all times. And that's what I love about her. She might be my favorite character because I just love how she's just always like, floor it, you know, like, she's always like, she's the person in, like, a Fast and the Furious movie that has, like, the one-liners,
mm-hmm,
like, ready to go, you know, like, have you ever seen Michelle Rodriguez in Avatar?
Yeah,
she was like the really, like, kind of sassy helicopter pilot.
Oh yeah.
And she always had, like, these incredible lines, like,
that's Kristen.
Yeah,
she's such a Michelle.
Yeah, just like,
they're very similar.
Michelle Rodriguez is always suspended in the air after diving off a yacht. She's always midair.
Yeah.
Falling in Ibiza.
Mm-hmm. Living her truth. She literally lucked out, like, got the Fast and Furious jobs, and she's
millions.
Like, well, that's all I got. Now I get to drink.
These people are so rich, the Fast and Furious people.
Yeah.
Like, Paul Walker, rest, God bless his soul. Like, genuinely, like,
R.I.P.
Great guy, mm-hmm, from what I've read. Like, very, but, like, he was fucking rich.
Yeah, they're, like, loaded.
They're loaded, and good for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, Michelle Rodriguez, she got in that, and she's just like,
she's done now.
Just gonna drink.
Yeah, she's like, no,
gonna drink some beer.
Yeah, party.
Party.
I cannot get over Adderall, Plan B, and condoms. It's a lot.
But it's so honest.
That's not really honest.
You know, it's
a glimpse into exactly what would be in Kristen's kit.
Yeah, it's truly, it's her earthquake kit. Adderall, I guess, to stay focused on the date. If you start getting, like, if you, because listen, I've been on dates when I was drinking. I had been on dates where, like, maybe I wasn't feeling it, or just maybe I didn't eat, like, enough that day or something, and I would just get, like, I'd find myself be like, oh wait, I'm drunk, you know, like, and but it maybe didn't want to be, and, like, I was just like, I had to kind of fake it, you know,
mm-hmm,
and that's, I guess that's what she means by taking Adderall.
And Adderall just to keep you. Keep some pep in your step.
Keep some pep. Which is, like, kind of troubling.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all very troubling. It's all
anytime
very.
Anytime an Adderall is, like, casually thrown into the mix is, like.
Yeah.
But as
the fact that you need.
You
need,
like,
it
did
to,
you,
like,
pack this? Because.
Yeah.
You probably need it.
You're going to need it.
Is,
on
like,
a, on
with
a
Adderall
date.
Is, like, a scary thing to me. Just because, like, amphetamine is, like.
Yeah.
A different.
Adderall
ballpark.
Is crazy. I got crazy.
Like, if someone said, like, did you pack a Xanax, Plan B, and condoms?
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where is it? You know, like, but, like, an Adderall. Connotes something far
sinister. Adderall is so sinister.
It's
that is
sinister,
such a perfect adjective.
Yeah.
It's a very sinister, like, like, if I had to take it in college for, like, to write something, and I rarely did it. Like,
yeah.
I didn't. I'm not that. I wasn't about that Adderall life. Mm-hmm. But, like, it makes people aggressive. It
makes people crazy
and, like, mad.
Yeah,
like just like mad.
Very angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe not the best thing to do.
But I get it. But it was, yeah. So you need to take an Adderall on your first date.
You're like, sorry, just like.
Yeah, sorry. Like, yeah. I'm not eating.
Not hungry, no.
No.
Mm-mm. Dad entry, though. I could do dad. Like,
yeah. You so tell me about traveling.
Yeah. Okay. The Sir photo shoot is a whole thing so, that made a comeback now. Because I don't think we got one last season.
No. I mean.
The last Sir photo shoot was like the. There was like the biker theme.
Yeah.
The like 50s kind of Greece biker theme.
This one was a little gloss over.
Yeah.
It felt a little. Because it was like a little like. Whoa. And I loved when Jax cracks me up because sometimes he can make these like low key brilliant jabs.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, "Yeah, we fuck," he's like, "Yeah, we need this picture because the website hasn't been updated. Like Chris and Stassi are still on it. And they haven't worked here in years."
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. They're still on the website.
I know. I love that Jax also just took a stand and refused to get a spray tan.
Also, Peter's the most attracted to him. I think he is. Okay, I want to perch on his shoulder.
Okay, so I think every gay guy that I talk to totally is all in for Peter.
I'm all in for Peter. I think because he seems sturdy. And he's like not really
like
in.
Like physically sturdy?
Yeah, and spiritually sturdy. And he's not really in the thick of things. Right?
No, he has a real job managing the restaurant.
I mean, he's managing a successful restaurant, which, by the way, I walked behind for the first time.
You went to the alley?
Yeah. Cause
it's a magical place.
I was
at
something on that street, and I was like, this is the parking lot that they smoke cigs in.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was.
It feels like a real safe space.
Mm-hmm. And you could hear the kind of tepid beat pulsing in the background.
Peter, it's funny that you say that because... And that you had mentioned Avatar earlier because he did a short film that he's calling his Avatar, which I think is the short.
I'm speechless. Wait, like a science fiction.
He did a science fiction movie.
Because he's an actor.
Well, he directed it. He's a director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
And that's the one that Sandoval's in. So you should keep an eye out for that and then try and.
I'm into anything Peter does.
Cool. You should check it out.
Like I've yet to go into Sir, but I think. I'm waiting for my sister to come.
Oh, yeah. It's a good sister family place.
She loves the show. But yeah, it was all about when Peter was getting spray tanned and Jax didn't want it.
Jax didn't want it, but then allowed it to all happen at his apartment.
Yeah, because I think Jax gets turned on by it.
Yeah.
I think Jax is just omnisexual. And I think he just likes...
Attention.
I think he likes attention and he likes to just be around it.
And like nakedness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tracks, I feel like.
But it was kind of a blah shoot. No
Tom
one looked
and happy. Ariana's looked hot.
They always look great.
They looked incredible.
Tom has looked, I mean, aside from the streaks in his hair, which is like.
You're not into those?
No. No. It's very.
I accept them.
I'm trying to think of who. It's a little like Miranda Priestley. Like, it's a little like Meryl, like streaks.
It's like floral. Meryl Streep. Spring.
Groundbreaking.
Meryl
Streep.
He is a Meryl Streep. He's acting his ass off this season.
It's very like it's. I guess I do love it in a way because it's very like power lesbian from 2002.
I mean, it's a Clea DuVall like whole fucking vibe. I'm into any sort of like out there kind of like experimental look where you're just gonna say like this
maybe
is
I'll
what
give it.
I'm
a,
doing.
I'm gonna give it a new. Now that you brought in some people I love, mm-hmm. so.
So you feel different now.
I feel different now.
I love that.
Meryl Streep.
That is him.
Yeah.
That's like his true essence always.
But he's looking good.
He looks great. His body is insane.
He's the best body I've ever seen.
It's an incredible body.
He's so handsome. Like he really is handsome.
He's handsome. He and Ariana are very sexy. Like when they came on the Pump podcast, I was like, God, I want to like hang out with them. Like I would love to have a threesome with them. Like there's so many things and they're fun.
Yeah.
And like. Tom also, for any listeners that want to go take like a little trip back in time and listen to like, I think the first time that they were on Pump podcast, he gave us like, he would always give me like the rundown of like what kind of diet pills
and like fat burners and like exercise supplements. Oh shit, they
I
take.
Need to go revisit that.
Yeah, it was like really major. He did a whole advice on all the fat.
I love burners. That he's so like comfortable with like being very like metro.
Yeah.
And like I think that to me, like at first, when, and maybe in the first he was when he was with
Kristen, he's like doing his hair and he
was
straightener.
Like, that was just so messy. And
but they're also, their relationship was in such a dark place at that point.
I know, it's but like, he was like,
they truly hated each other so much.
Remember when he performed at that outdoor concert?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dark.
And then she was like, wow!
Yeah, she was like,
trying to like dance at the front of it.
Like Gwyneth, like she was trying to be Gwyneth Paltrow with Chris Martin. Like, yeah. Gwyneth would be at the concerts and be like, yeah, with her hand up. But yeah, Tom and Ariana are very, they're great.
Yeah.
I actually
they
like
the best.
I want to hang
photo
out with
shoot.
Them.
Yeah, they're great.
Let's like call them
let's
right now.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Their photo shoot, because they posted some of the photos got posted on Twitter like right. over the weekend and I saw them and it took my breath away. I was like, God, these two are just like stunning.
Yeah. No, they're like the best.
Everyone else, I would actually love a photo of like Lisa at that huge table with like her entire like Sir Empire.
Mm-hmm.
I was into that pic.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'd frame it and put it somewhere.
It felt a little just kind of like... Lisa was like, all right, let's just do this. Like, I mean, I guess maybe they were like, it'll be a plot point on this episode. We need something to fill this.
Yeah.
But it was not sexy to me. I don't know. But so I'm confused. So Schwartz just came in because he's hot.
Schwartz just gets to come in because he's hot and he's like
beautiful.
A big fixture on the show now. So they like, right. And they needed more guys, I guess.
Remember when Schwartz had a panic attack because he had to work?
Yeah.
He like had never.
They were
done
like,
it.
"Can I have a glass of rosé?" And he was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah,
and like left.
Yeah,
he just left the restaurant.
He left the job.
I don't think he.
And Katie was like, Katie called him out. She was like, "So you had a panic attack because you actually had to do something?"
I think okay. How does Schwartz make a living? I think that he must be like a rich kid or something, like secretly have family money because like I don't know if you can really subsist on. A modeling job every like 6 months.
I mean, he's definitely like has model looks.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I like picture people like modeling, I picture them on the runway. Mm-hmm. I could see him like on a runway.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's.
But
I don't think
he's
I don't think he's a heavy hitter, and he's a little past.
He's too old to be like.
Well, men, unfortunately, in our terrible like patriarchy world, like
I know, but I still
men,
think it's
men
like,
have longer careers.
35 is kind of like I don't think you're gonna go. Like make a impression
unless you're like
on
David
Karl
Gandhi.
Lagerfeld and like
yeah
get
fuck
flown
Karl
out.
Karl.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, he sucks.
Sorry.
I'm with the real Meryl Streep on that one.
Oh my god. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Ugh, rude.
What was I saying? Yeah, I don't know what Schwartz does. He has something going on.
Something.
Maybe he's
happening.
Is it? Do you think it's shady?
No, I just think maybe he has like an inheritance or something. Like maybe he has a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
To where he just literally doesn't have to do anything but like try to kind of model every once in a while. It
yeah.
just seems interesting to me because I guess you have the paycheck from the show,
which is probably
good at this point. Modeling gigs, which are probably not too bad.
He could be like one of those models that like the
like maybe he just books huge job. Like
I went on a date with a guy who he said he models like his torso. Like he's you know how. Some models, like, they get, like, they're, like... They're just
like,
their,
fitness models?
Yeah, just, like, piece parts of their body are modeled. And yeah. And they make, like, bank.
Wow.
And, like, I forget. I think I went on, like, a date with a guy who, like... And he was, like, also, like, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, but I was kind of like, oh, shit. That's, like...
That's hot.
Yeah. But also, like, good for you. That's, like, really smart.
Hey.
So maybe he does that shit.
Yeah. Can we talk about Lisa's hairstyle during the Sir photo shoot? It was, like, a weird bump it. But also kind of like an Ariana Grande half up, half down.
Lisa's fashion has always been questionable to me.
Lisa's fashion...
Her and Luann.
...works for her because I think it like...
Her and Countess Luann.
Yeah.
Kind of are similar in a weird way to me.
Kind of. But Luann is always serving a major statement jewelry. And I can get behind that any day of
Luann's always wearing like jeans and like a sweater coat.
Well, I haven't watched the last season of Housewives of
and
New
like
York.
A belt.
Yeah.
You know?
But when I was on board with Luann, I feel like she was always doing, she might have still been a countess, but she was always just doing like crazy, like turquoise statement jewelry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, how many
Very,
do
like,
you have 4,000 necklaces in like a closet somewhere? Like, how do you have this much statement jewelry?
It's just like the stuff you see in like the knickknack.
Yeah.
Like, those
like sterling silver.
Yeah, but I feel like Lisa kind of has, for me, has always been kind of like, with like her hair.
Her hair always, I think, amazing. Is looking really good and like hot rollery, which is like a style that I really truly love.
Yeah.
But then like this photo shoot, she entered with like that ponytail and I was like, I was just really taken aback. Yeah.
I usually love her hair. I usually think, because she just exists in this period. She exists in like her own time for me.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what is what I mean by questionable. I'm just kind of like, she's so out of.
It's like, it's her Lisa Vanderpump
it's
style. Her,
yeah. And it,
it's its own style.
It's timeless, I guess.
If you're her.
if you're Lisa Vanderpump, it's timeless.
Because she's been dressing like that the entire time she's existed.
Yeah. She literally, like, since she was a little girl.
Everything timeless.
Since she was a little girl, she was dressing like that.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Like a pencil skirt.
Yeah, she's the only person in the history of ever who could pull that off.
Yeah.
So maybe we can't even comment on her hair.
Maybe not.
Maybe she's exempt. But also, I didn't like it.
Really, truly, the final thing that I need to say is that Brittany drank a glass of milk. And then she was like,
"Yeah,
I love milk." I was like, what?
Brittany puzzles me.
She's because
they're really nice
era.
To her.
Yeah,
the girls all love her because I think they all like know that she's like probably too good for Jax.
She's way too good.
She's way too good for Jax.
And she's also, really she's sweet. Not a threat to them. I don't think. I don't think they view her. They're not threatened by her.
They
so then
should.
They should
don't
be.
Sleep on Brittany.
No, don't. She's the one potentially getting the spinoff. Like Brittany's laughing all the way to the bank, but like
they'll hate her when she has a spinoff.
Maybe.
That's what always happens.
Yeah.
Like when Bethany got big.
Watch out.
But like, I'm not captivated by her. Like Kristen, I would watch a Kristen show in a second.
Oh yeah.
But like Brittany is just cool. Like, but that's not what I want to watch on a reality show.
But she's like, if she's doing things like just like drinking, she's kind of like an Anna Nicole Smith.
She's just like drinking milk.
She's like, I love milk. And I was like, what? I was really thrown by that.
Yeah.
It was, and then she's like, to Jack, she's like, you look so handsome. And he's like, thanks.
He was like, yeah, thanks. And he's like, already.
She's like, what about me?
He's like, I already told you twice. That was like,
see,
that was
that's
the
crack in the relationship yeah. that I'm talking about where I'm like.
That comment really, that stuck, that was like red flag for me. It was yeah. like, so he's counting how many times he's said how good she looks. Like. When you have to count how many times you're like complimenting your sig other and to remind like.
And then she's going to be like, oh, you're right. Never mind.
Yeah. So I'm kind of waiting for her. Maybe I feel like she's going to have a moment where she snaps.
Yeah. But I feel like they like this tension is also laying the groundwork for like their tense like reality show, which I could watch. But it's also like I'm not necessarily thrilled by the idea of watching like a sweet young woman getting shit on by Jax yeah. Taylor.
It was a moment in the show that like. Upset me like
because he gets away
deeply.
With yeah because he gets away with being like
horrible.
A bad horrible person because he's kind of like funny and fun to watch but it's also like you've traumatized people so much
I mean
in
I'm,
the show and your entire life
the image of his bleeding face and the fight scene in like the first season
like smiling
just
through
smiling
the blood
and like what like he had something in his eyes that was just not there
yeah
like he was not. So to see him, I don't know if I want to see him again, like you just said, like emotionally devastate a nice woman.
Yeah.
If I'm going to watch a show with him, I want to see him get humiliated.
Maybe that'll be
is
like
that,
a
is that bad to say?
No, that's like your truth.
I feel like he's probably into that a little. Maybe. Maybe he just needs someone to like humiliate him.
Maybe. Hopefully Bravo's listening.
Can we ask him?
Yeah.
Can he come on? And I'll just come on as like, we have questions from the audience. And I'll be like, do you like to be humiliated?
Yes or no.
But Brittany is too cool. I think she's just too cool and nice.
Yeah, she's too nice.
Do you think they're going to stay together?
I don't know. I feel like people are trying to say like they're going to get married or they're built to that. And I'm like, honey, Jax
have you
is like
really
not-
fast before we end our fire chat. What's like the, because I think maybe in the beginning I like started, I know a lot of people that are into, obviously like love the show.
Yeah.
Everyone watches this show, by the way.
Like, everyone.
It's
if you don't watch this show, you're an you establish yourself as an untrustworthy person.
So I have to just say, like, my closing remarks.
Mm-hmm.
I have closing remarks. So
go
my
ahead.
Closing remarks, I just wanted to say, like, put it out there. Like, yes, I've maybe perhaps said some things that are, like, critical of these people. But I truly think that this is, like, one of the most entertaining reality shows that ever existed. And I think that these people are genuinely, like, interesting and I would... If I met them, I would probably tell all these things that I said to them. And I think that they would probably be, but like they would talk about it, you know? Like, yeah. They're just, it seems like they're just who they are.
You know what? They're who they are. They're engaged. And
they're present.
They're present.
They're living in this time.
They're kind of here for it in a way. They court the attention.
Yeah.
I would not be doing this podcast if I didn't love the shit out of this show and think it's truly one of the biggest, like, culturally relevant things that's ever happened ever.
And in these dark times,
we need these.
I need these people. I need Kristen's earthquake kit, you know, like, God bless her. And, like, you know, I think that will help a lot of people, maybe. But what was I going to say? I had one more closing remark.
Maybe about Jax or Brittany.
Oh, my question was, is there, like, what's the other, because I know, like, we watch it maybe with, like, a tint, like, a, there's, we watch it, like, we can laugh at it, but, like, what's, like, the cult of Vanderpump? Have you, like, explored, like, are there forums, are there chats going on?
There's, like, lots of chats. There's, like, Facebook groups. There's a lot of talk on Reddit about the show.
What's, like, that? What is the general, like, vibe of that? Is it hostile?
I think that people, there's two types of people in this world, I've decided, is the people who watch Vanderpump Rules and, like, appreciate it and think that it's hysterical,
right,
and, like, need to, like, talk about it and, like, suss out their feelings about it. And then there's people that watch it and think, like, wow, these people are so cool, and, like, I actually, like, love everything that they do, and, like, am into them as, like, human beings.
Okay.
True, though, because I've, like, also, and I've seen instances of this, especially on social media, there are people that have, like, dedicated their entire, like, Twitter accounts to, like, tweeting at Vanderpump Rules cast members,
like, fan page, almost
like fan page, and, like, supporting them and being like, girl, like, you tell them, like, blah 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 blah, and then they'll
retweet them,
yeah, and they are friends with them on Twitter, they'll follow them back and, like, fave their tweets and stuff. It's fascinating.
Do they DM their fans?
Yeah, if you're, like, a diehard super fan,
they'll, like, you could, there's a chance you could, like, be their friend.
Yeah,
so
at least on social media. I mean, if you're a diehard super fan, there's a chance that you can be their friend IRL. It's happened. I've seen it. It's a wild world out there, but the good news is that there's something for every kind of Vanderpump fan.
I'm like...
You're crying.
I'm crying.
Because you're so happy.
Because to know, like, God, I want, like, you know what? If you need that, like, it's good to know that there are people on shows that, like, will do that. It's good to know that this exists. I'm just really happy that the show exists.
I'm so happy.
And I'm really happy I was on this podcast.
I'm so glad to have you. You're gonna have to come back.
I hope I was a good guest.
You're an amazing guest.
Okay.
That baritone voice.
And I'm also like afraid that they're gonna follow me because I live here now. They're gonna follow me down, like, on my walk home from work.
Oh my God.
I walk home from Hollywood. I live in West Hollywood and I work in Hollywood, and I walk home.
You might see them.
I'm going to see them. You're like, I'm afraid I'm going to, like, go into Rite Aid and see. Like,
you're going to see them one day. You live in West Hollywood. Now you're in. You're in the zone. I saw Kristen and Carter the other day, like, as I was finishing up a workout.
Did you
class.
Say hi?
No, I didn't. I was, like, coming out as they were passing, and I was like, I feel like they probably aren't caring for me too much right now. So, like, I don't want to, like, ruin their Sundays or, like, have a tense moment. You know what I mean? Like, they're with their dogs. I actually noticed their dogs before I noticed them. I was like, is that Gibson? And then, sure enough, it was the
service. Great name for a dog, by the way.
It's a cute name.
Yeah. They have good taste.
Yeah.
Carrie,
that is a scary thing that you just said. Very earnestly look me in the eyes and you're like, they have good taste.
I just said that, didn't I? That was a moment that I'm really glad only we have.
That's a major thing.
Only you will be able to remember that moment.
Maybe everyone will remember it.
With that note.
On that note, I bid you farewell. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. I love the Vanderpump Rules cast.
Same.
KK, love you.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.